Welcome to Champions of Our Local Community, with thanks to your local Bendigo Community Bank branch in Foster, Inverloch, Mobo North and Toora. This morning, our champion of the local community comes from the Bass Coast Community Foundation. It's Kirsty Moore. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning, Wendy.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. So first of all, I wanted to ask you, what is the Bass Coast Community Foundation?
The Bass Coast Community Foundation is a place-based charity, which effectively means we raise funds far and wide to distribute to programs and projects improving the lives of people in the Bass Coast, specifically Bass Coast.
Okay, how did it all come about? How did it start?
We started nearly 20 years ago and we formed specifically to build a sustainable source of funds to invest back in our community. So we are a community foundation, and what we do is we raise funds from outside the community by seeking grants from other philanthropics or other organisations, and we invest some of that money to make more money, and we also give away some of that money to projects. So we've always got a source of funds, the interest of which is earned and given back to the community every single year. Last year we gave away about $75,000 to local projects within the community, again all supporting improving the lives of Bass Coast people.
Okay, that's a fair amount of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money, yes. Mm. It's the most money we've been able to give away so far, but it's taken time for us to build our trust account, if you like, which is the core sustainable fund of money. And now we have a decent amount of that money and we're still building it. But despite the interest rates being a little bit shonky, we're still managing to make a bit of money, and that money goes back into the community. So each year, hopefully, we'll be able to give more and more and more back to the community projects.
Yeah, interest rates are certainly a challenge, aren't they, for anyone who's wanting to save or invest in that way. A lot of self-funded retirees are finding it hard, that's for sure. So you're run by a volunteer board of directors, is that correct?
That's correct, and they're all connected to the Bass Coast. So most of them live here. A couple of them have holiday homes here but have long connections within the community. So the directors understand the needs of the community, work within the community, and are all active members within the community.
Yeah, okay. Now, I wanted to ask you about your Women for Change program. Tell us about that, Kirsty.
Women for Change is an initiative that we have put together where we are looking to improve the lives of women and girls in the Bass Coast. We've worked and partnered with some great organisations. The Bendigo Community Bank has been a long-time supporter of the foundation, but also of the Women for Change. And Penny and Di down at the Bendigo Bank are just fantastic. They've got on board and helped us to be able to raise funds specifically to go to girls' programs. Some of the shocking statistics, for example, we have the highest rate of teen pregnancies than anywhere else in Victoria. We also have the highest rate of sexually transmitted diseases in 12 to 17-year-old girls. Not just girls, 12 to 17-year-old children within the community. So that is telling us that we've got some very active young people within our community, and those people having children, if you like, creates a whole realm of other social issues that need to be addressed. So Women for Change has come together as a group of some of our directors, some other community members, to particularly raise funds to go back to helping women and girls, because we know that if we help with education, if we help with supporting women, then that advances the whole community generally. So that's what we're working on.
It really begins... Sorry, I was saying it really begins with education, doesn't it?
That's right. It begins and ends with education. And for every child pregnancy, that child doesn't generally go back to school. So what we have to do is find ways to support those young mothers in our community to gain further education, because we know that with increased education that increases a woman's opportunity to earn more money over a lifetime. And despite women still earning, sadly, close to 25% less money than men, and women will have a far smaller retirement fund than men when it comes to that stage. So females are pretty disadvantaged in our community.
It really has surprised me, and also the family violence issue that we have in Bass Coast. And we know family violence affects people of both genders, but it more specifically does affect women, and it's higher in Bass Coast than it is on average in Victoria, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately it is, and unfortunately we had a bit of a peak during the biggest lockdown with the COVID, and certainly there's a great need for being able to support women to exit violent relationships or have safe places to go, that's a national issue, but in Bass Coast we are working with other great community organisations to support those women in need, and that includes the likes of, the YMCA Open Doors Program, they do a great support for women in need. I know the Bass Coast Health has programs and initiatives for women in need, and we've had some great partners to help us with our Women for Change as well.
Mm. So, apart from the fact that it is a wonderful place to live and we have so much natural beauty, so much space, there are these things that are happening. So it's important that there are organisations like the Bass Coast Community Foundation that are out there genuinely trying to improve things, not just for women, but for men as well and everybody who lives on the Bass Coast.
That's absolutely right. And there's enormous power when a community comes together for each other. And we have a great community in Bass Coast. And despite the stunningly beautiful environment that does tend to hide some of the pain and hardship that's with us, we do have some very generous people who do support us through financial donations, through volunteering, and through making themselves available to improve people's opportunities, if you like. And who wouldn't want to make a bit of a difference to someone else's life if they could? So we're very proud to be here to enable people within our community to give to us so that we can leverage that and have a bigger impact within our community.
So what can we do? How can we support your foundation, Kirsty? What can anyone do who's listening today who thinks they'd like to get involved to help out with some of your programs?
Well, every dollar does make a difference, and we take every dollar and we make that dollar work, so we multiply it. So if you do have any spare coins or money that you can give, and we know not everybody can, but certainly the cost of a cup of coffee a week or something along those lines can make a huge difference to the community and the work that we do. So if you can give a donation, then please do give a donation. And if you can't, then just be kind to your neighbours. Help out, reach out and see if you can make somebody else's life a little bit better.
Mm. It's not bad advice, is it? You have some gift cards for sale, I see, some beautiful gift cards. So they've been painted or designed by a local?
Yes, they have. We've been very fortunate that Janice Orchard, who is a painter and lives in the coast, has donated to us six original images which we have produced onto cards, and these cards are specifically to assist us raise funds for Women for Change. So we sell these cards individually or we sell them as a collection, and they can be purchased on our website. How we do that is we do that as a donation, so is that anybody that provides us with the cost of a card, which is a single card is $5, that is a tax deductible donation. So we are a charity that can provide a tax deductible receipt for every donation over $2. So that helps those of us that do have perhaps a couple of dollars to give. We also benefit by being able to claim that back on our end of year tax return.
And I think that's great to take things back to a cup of coffee. If you can afford that sort of amount, then that's great. So the website is bccf.org.au, or you can just Google Bass Coast Community Foundation and you'll get all the information there, whether it be the Women for Change program or just the information in general about the foundation. Kirsty, it's been great chatting with you today. So if people can donate funds or purchase some of those gift cards, I know that it not only is good for the foundation, but more importantly, it's helping change people's lives in our local community, which makes our local community better for all of us in the long run, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. So coming together as the community makes a better community.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us on 3MFM this morning. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Thank you very much for having me, Wendy, and thank you to all of our community supporters. The Bendigo Community Bank has been a great supporter, and we thank them immensely, but we also thank all of the others, Eugenie's Bed and Breakfast, TS Constructions, Callum Windows. I could go on. We are very, very lucky to have some wonderful businesses supporting us and lots of locals, so thank you. And, yes, please, if you can give, then give where you live.
Yeah, give where you live to a wonderful local community organisation, bccf.org.au, for more information. Kirsty Moore, thanks for joining us this morning on Champions of Our Local Community on 3MFM.
Thank you.
Champions of Our Local Community is brought to you each Wednesday with thanks to your local Bendigo Community Bank branch in Foster, Inverloch, Merbau North and Toora.